October, from the resurrection and beyond. Temple service ended at death of Christ, October 1. And, behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The next day the courts of the temple were filled with worshippers. But never had the service been performed with such conflicting feelings. The trumpets and musical instruments and the voices of the singers were as loud and clear as usual, but a sense of strangeness pervaded everything. One after another inquired about the strange event that had taken place. Hitherto the most holy place had always been most sacredly guarded from intrusion. Only once a year was it entered, and then by the high priest. But now a curious horror was seen on many countenances, for this apartment was open to all eyes. At the very moment that Christ had expired, the heavy veil of tapestry, made of pure linen, and beautifully wrought with scarlet and purple, had been rent from top to bottom. The place where Jehovah had met with the priest, to communicate his glory, the place that had been God's sacred audience chamber, lay open to every eye, a place no longer recognized by the Lord. Many who at that time united in the services of the Passover never again took part in them. Light was to shine into their hearts. The disciples were to communicate to them the knowledge that the great teacher had come. According to their practice, the people brought their sick and suffering to the temple courts, inquiring, "Who can tell us of Jesus of Nazareth, the healer?" Some had come from far to see and hear him. They would not be turned away, but they were driven from the temple courts, and the people of Jerusalem could not fail to see the contrast between this scene and the scenes of Christ's life. On every side was heard the cry, "We want Christ, the healer." A world without a Christ was blackness and darkness, not only to the disciples and to the sick and suffering, but to the priests and rulers. The Jewish leaders and even the Roman authorities found it harder to deal with a dead Christ than with a living Christ. The people learned that Jesus had been put to death by the priests. Inquiries were made regarding his death. The particulars of his trial were kept as private as possible, but during the time that he was in the grave, his name was on thousands of lips, and reports of his mock trial and of the inhumanity of the priests and rulers were circulated everywhere.